Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Nun Ches and Simen Reish Nun Tes Se'if Aleph. Simen Reish Nun Ches. Shemutu lehosim Erev Shabbos dover kar al keder cham. It's mutter Erev Shabbos to put something cold on a hot pot. Se'if Aleph. Mutu leniach med yoim. It's mutter Erev Shabbos to put kli she'esh b'dover kar, a container with something cold, agabe keder cham on a hot pot. We don't consider that as doing insulation with something which adds heat. Remember, the Chavah Shita is, even if it's just the bottom hot, that's Dover Moshev Hevel already. So by coals, it would be awesome. But a pot that's hot is not. Now this pot, the hot pot, is not on the flame. You take a pot and put it on the counter. It's hot. Shulchan Aruch says you can put something cold on top of it. That's not one of the davar mosav hevel. Mishnah Berurah sefkar alf davar kar va'afilu hu davar chai. Even if the cold thing is raw, the yispashel ata aydei choma kederah shtachta. Now it will cook because of the heat of the pot below. Gam kein shor, it is mutter. Kimet sheminich meyodiyom, since you put it there before Shabbos starts. Sefkar beis she'ein ze ketayim v'chut. It's not considered mona b'davar mosav hevel. For it's 11 to say, afilu kisa es hakli v'akedera b'begodim. Even if I would then insulate the pot with cold food and the pot with hot food with blankets, now certainly this makes the cold food warmer when I insulate it and you have the pot hot beneath it. It's still mutter. We don't look at the pot of hot food like the Zasim that were squeezed, the psos of Zasim, the Dermal and everything else like the Gefes, Hamosif and Havel that add heat. The Hasim, Hamosif, Havel, Machmas, Atzmo, those things naturally add heat. Alakadera ain't the Havel, Atzmo, the pot of hot food has no natural heat. Vandrab, just the opposite. Koshach, Humo, Mismaed, Vaholech, every moment the heat gets less and less. Well, the Hachishar, that's why this is permitted. But you can only put the cold food on this pot before Shabbos starts. But if I have a hot pot that's covered in blankets, and then I want to put something cold on Shabbos under the blankets over the hot pot in order to warm it up, asur. You can't do that on Shabbos. Even if the heat isn't sufficient to make the cold thing outside this, but still awesome. On Shabbos, you cannot insulate cold things, unless all it will do is take away some of the cold. But in this case, it gets warm by insulating it, asur. It's forbidden. But if I have a pot off the stove and it's not insulated, it's not covered in blankets and towels, in isra nich alav hadavar kar, there's no isra to put something cold on it, unless it can reach temperature of yatzledes. Uchid the kamon b'simin shenuches sefrov. This will say later b'simin shenuches. Kasu achorim achorim right. Sha'asur likach kli ubetocho mashket sonein. It's forbidden to take a container with cold liquid. The lischov oso b'shabes the kli molei mayim chamin, and then insert this kli with the cold liquid into another vessel filled with hot water. She'es chamin b'socho, that'll warm the contents of the cold pot. Afilu lo yuchal levot lidei yad sled as well. Even if it won't reach out sled as well, it's also she'zeo derech hatmana mamish. This is absolutely the way of insulation. Kivin shekulo tomum b'socho, since it's totally submerged in this water, the hot water. Avlem cham kol kach sheyuchal levol yad seledespo. Now, if it's that hot that it can reach yad seledespo, as afilu ainet temuna kula besoch, that even if it's only partially submerged, shemagul lemal, and it's exposed on top. V'gavim kavanasu rak lahofik atzina b'vad, and your intent was only to take off the bite of the cold. Afilu hachiyos, it's still awesome. Penishkach, you might forget, at sheyeh yad seledespo till it reaches yad seledespo, v'yischai b'shemavash, and then you're over nisse bishul. Okay, the kamon b'simin shinuches. If you doubt, as you say later, b'simin shinuches. So the Be'er Locha points out what happens if this pot that we start off with is on the stove. The Mechaber says a pot that's hot, you could put on top of it Erev Shabbos, something cold to warm up. It's not Moisef Hevel. That's when the pot is not on the stove. What if it's on the stove? Be'er Locha says, Mutlo Nich Modyoim, V'makadeir HaTachtoin Munachas Al Gabi HaEish, but if the lower pot of hot food is still on the stove, on the flame, Az Yesh Lezed Did Moisef Hevel Aydei HaEish, then if I put something cold on top of it, Erev Shabbos, that is Moisef Hevel, because of the flame. Kidle El Besineration Zion Sifches, we had the Beforeination Zion. Vasur Afilim Bod Yom, the Chasas Aleim, Bivigodim, Lamalam Shemat Mona. So then it'll be Osir to do this Erev Shabbos if I carve it with blankets, even Erev Shabbos, because of Mona. If there are no blankets, I just put a pot on top of a pot on top of the flame, the Mechaba might hold the pot on top of the Moisef Hevel, but the Ramah doesn't. The Ramah says if it's just the bottom, it's not a problem. But if there are blankets and towels on top, and there's a flame below, that's also even Erev Shabbos. There's even Erev Shabbos because of the flame that's underneath. That's the Moisef Hevel. So a pot that's hot and off the stove is not considered Moisef Hevel. But if it's on a flame, the flame is Moisef Hevel, absolutely. Simen Reish Nun Tes. Kamadine Hatmona V'Tiltulam. A number of halachas of Hatmona and moving the insulation, Sif Alf. Mochin. Perish, called Dover Rach, Kori Mochin. Mochin is anything soft, gone Semer Geffen, like cotton, Uslishet Semer Rach, Shal Behema, or small pieces of wool that were pulled from an animal that are soft, Ugrer Spagodim Beluyim, or strands of clothing that were worn, Shetaman Behem, and you use this as an insulation. Derech Mikra, it's just you needed something, so we decided to use it. Not a regular thing. Asur l'taltlan. So this insulation is asur, it's muksa. Eliminar ha-kisui v'hei no flos. What you could do is, you shake the cover and they come off. So basically your pot with the cover are buried in this material. So when you lift up the cover, you pull up the cover, they'll fall off by their own. Ukgon shemiksasan magul. Has to be some of the cover is exposed. Shein zet tiltol mitzidos, that's called tiltol minatzad. That's an indirect movement. You're not directly moving the muks insulation. It's indirect. You're lifting the cover and they fall off. Vim yichadon lekach, but if I designate these mochin for insulation, mototat, and then it's not muks anymore. Then it's perfectly permitted to move. Aval im taman begizet samer, but if I insulate with shearings of wool, even if it wasn't designated as an insulator, they can't be moved. They're not muksa. Vahani, merely when do we say that? Because the average shearing of wool is not ready to be sold. You're not going to market it. But if I put this shearing, these wool pieces, into my storehouse, because I plan on doing business with it, and now I want to use it for insulation, that's taka muksa, tzrichin yichud. Then you have to designate it as an insulator for it to lose its muksa. Vim tama behem below yichud, if I did use it as insulation without designating it as an insulator, the same as we said, mochin menar hakisui vehein noflim. You just pick up the cover, shake off the wool, dahinu loymar, shenoit l'kisek adere, shesh toros kli. There you can pick up the cover of the pot, because that is a kli. That's not muksa. Even though there's muksa resting on it, that doesn't bother us. To the nasis bosses land, it does not become a bosses. The cover is not a base for the mochin or for the wool on top of it. Rather, the mochin and the wool is needed for the cover. It's not that the cover is needed to support them, just the opposite. They're there to serve the cover, so it's not a bosses. Mishtabur Sifkan Aleph. Mochin. Perish Yuvation. Perish Yuvation. We're dealing with dry cotton, dry strands of garment. Kvasha Kosef Simulation Zion, Sif Gimel, like you wrote in Simulation Zion, that when it's dry, it's not Moisef Hevel. When it's wet, it is Moisef Hevel. So it's got to be not Moisef Hevel. Sifkan Beis Derech Mikras. So he did it by, he needed it. It was a happenstance. Lafuke Mragila Hatimem, as opposed to someone who does it all the time. Because if he does it all the time, nistalak mehen shem muksa, then it loses the status of muksa. Afshal yichta meferish, even if he didn't specifically say that he's designated as an insulator. V'das ha-bach tafilu b'shnei palamim sagliza. The opinion of the Bach is that even twice, if I use it twice as an insulator, then l'haloch it becomes an insulator. Sifkan gimel, asur l'taltalan. So it is forbidden to move them. The insulator is considered muksa. So I can't just take my hand and move it off. Because the normal case of these soft things, these muchin, are important. And people decide not to use them on Shabbos. People use it to make felt. So it becomes the status of muksa called muksa machmas chesan kis. It's a very high level muksa. People are careful not to use it for other things. So he did use it one time. Hitaka used it as an insulator one time. He had nothing else. It still remains in their status of muksa. It's not something which is now considered an insulator. So what you have to do is take part of the lid that's exposed and pick it up from there. You need part exposed, so you can hold on to the cover. You shouldn't have to move the mochin directly. So by lifting up the lid and they fall off the sides, that's fine. That's tilt them in a tzad. Similar, lift up the pot and it collapses down. I'm not moving it directly, it's indirect movement. Sifkan hey. Vim yichtan lekach, if it's designated to be an insulator, perish, that means. Sheyichadon may erev Shabbos lehatmana leolam. Erev Shabbos, he designated this is going to be insulated forever. Vafilu ha'yichud rak machshav ba'amalo befei. Even if this is done in his mind, not verbally, that's good enough. Now Sharatzion Beis points out that Pimagodim says that you have to say it. You have to say the words that I'm making this an insulator. But the Mishnah Berurah is going with those who disagree that even machshav is enough. But Mishnah Berurah says it has to be le'olam. Sharatzion Aleph points out that the levush is not that way. It's enough for Shabbos Echas. You can miyachid even for one Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says no. It has to be a yichud le'olam. So once you do a one-time yichud le'olam, you're done. Sifkan vav, avol im taman v'chula. But if he used wool shearings for his insulation, that's different. After stam gizit sema muksahu le'tviya la'riga, even though normally shearings of wool are designated for spinning threads, weaving garments, and it should be muksa. But still not as significant as the mochin. So once you insulate with it, it's as if you designated it, and it doesn't need a special designation. So that wouldn't be muksa. But the Mechaber Taka says, if you did miyachid it, you put him in the oitzer, so now you know you're going to do business with this, you need yichud by the gizit sermon, the same as you would with the mochin. Sifkan zayin l'schayra. You put it in the oitzer for business. The kimishim oinu atol l'schayra, since for him, he puts it away for business, for selling it and making money on it. Mistama osid l'hachzir and achach gamkein l'oitzer. So when he takes it from the oitzer to insulate, we assume he's going to put it back. So he's not making it something which is only an insulator. So it becomes out that it's now muksa. Unless he designated it for hatmana, the same way we do with the moichin, so that would then make it an insulator, and then it wouldn't be muksa. But again, even if it's muksa, you can insulate with it. Just means you can't move it directly. You have to make sure it's only moved indirectly. So you'll lift up the cover, and the insulation falls off. So it has to be that some of it is exposed. Like I said before, gabi mochin by the mochin. Vim ena megula kla. But let's say it's not exposed at all. Now what are you going to do? Yachal lischoiv bekoish ulanaras akisu klamam besmitchin afsef tes. You can use a tool. A koish is used with spinning threads, like a long, thin piece of wood, and use that to like lift up the cover and wedge it in to get the cover moving. And by shaking the cover, you'll knock off the mochin that are on top of it. Sifkan tas, the lonas is bosses, because the cover is not considered a bosses. The ein hakisui tashmish lahatsemer. The cover is not serving the wool on top of it. Adra, just the opposite. Hatsemer misham shakadir lechamama. The wool is serving the pot to make it warm. There's a rule in muksa that one of the types of muksa is bosses. When you put a muksa item on a table, or a chair, so the table or chair becomes muksa. That's when the table or chair is serving the muksa to hold it up. But here, the pot isn't here to hold up the wool on top of it. The wool is here to keep the pot warm. So since the wool is servicing the pot and not vice versa, that removes any problem of muksa from the pot or its cover. They're not muksa. The only thing that's muksa is the insulation. So we want to only move the tilt limit aside to avoid handling muksa directly.